This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to a late-night edition of Fallout. This is WrestleMania 35 Fallout. WrestleMania 35 Fallout. And I am T-Rock Plutonium, and we just got done watching WrestleMania. And everybody won, except anybody going against the Usos. So let's go to the phone right now. Let's first go to the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
Well, here we are. Here we are. WrestleMania in the books, baby. WrestleMania.
No Undertaker. No Undertaker.
Yeah, no. What a surprise. Yeah. No Undertaker.
Yeah.
Thugonomics. What about the Thugonomics?
Hey, who's been playing that song forever? We have.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Who called?
Let me introduce.
Didn't I say that the Doctor of Thugonomics would make an appearance at some point? Didn't I say that last week, the week before last?
Yes. Yes.
But I digress.
And the IWC Legends Champion, let I introduce my self friend. I have never met him, but he seems like a good guy who will probably be facing, however, some pay per view in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion, Christian.
What a fucking garbage main event.
Yeah, the main event should have been Kofi. Like, this is why, and here's what I thought. I thought that this is why the Women's Revolution feels forced, because you had a perfectly great moment. Kofi winning to end WrestleMania, like, my God, what a great moment. But they are so into this pushing the Women's Revolution. They could have waited till next year when they found out that
pussy.
It was... Yeah, well, there you go. And but they gave us Kofi, so we got Kofi. Seth didn't seem to matter, and I knew Kofi was winning because when they put the world championship on first, every title was going to change, I thought, but the Usos didn't. But every title changed, and we all kind of knew it was going to happen, but – we didn't think that they would do it. And the WWE Championship being on right at the beginning, I knew they were going to do that. That way there would be a long enough time between that and the Kofi win that people would be revved up again. And then the same goes with the last half of the show, which seemed like hours, but, you know, culminating when Becky won. And that was – and it seemed like a jip job and Michael Cole's voice, like – that match had no commentary on it. Minister, what did you think of the main event?
I saw the main event. I was interrupted by a phone call, and so I had the volume down, obviously. And then I put it on, but I had some other things going on. I never turned the volume on, so I did not hear the commentary. The main event, the way it looked all right. I mean, there was, you know, a lot of close calls and whatnot. I was okay with it, but I definitely agree with you guys. It should have been. I mean, it should have been Kofi's moment, man. I mean, they had a great opportunity to do that, and they just squandered it, man. I mean, that what a great feel good moment that would have been to close out WrestleMania 35. Kofi winning, dear God, they fucked up on
but
that.
But they wanted the whip.
They wanted the women, yes. They wanted the women. The year of the pussy, you know, it continues. It lingered on into 2019, just like I said last week.
Sorry. I have to apologize. I just took a hit of some kind of smoking material. It was good.
Yeah.
Jack Herrera, if you don't know who Jack Herrera is, Jack Herrera, a little bit of the Bubba.
Yes, I like
and,
that guy.
and some Blue Dream if you want to mix it together in a cocktail and roll it on up. This is Monday Night Fallout, and we are on Sundays. I haven't been to WrestleCorp yet. I wonder if anybody's there. Christian, what did you think of the main event?
This was absolute fucking shit. The majority of the match had Becky Lynch looking like an idiot trying to hit the disarmor. And fucking Charlotte did nothing but fucking big boots and fucking knee attacks. And to top it all off, the finish in the match was fucking awful. Nobody fucking tapped out, even though that was the whole storyline. And it ends with a fucking stupid roll-up. That's how you're going to end WrestleMania, with a fucking stupid roll-up? Fucking garbage.
Interesting. Our site, it looks very different, but that's okay. Nobody's there.
Cool.
Okay, so WrestleMania, the pre-show. Minister, did you watch the pre-show? Did you? I did. I liked the fact that it was on USA. I think that that got a lot of eyes to it. And I would say of the three matches, first of all, Buddy Murphy, he lost his title, and we all called Tony Nese. For some weird reason, every single one of us called Tony Nese. And so congratulations to us all. And we'll know the results of the predictions tomorrow night on the final Fallout. But the pre-show, so you saw that. And then the Women's Battle Royal won by Asuka, of course. And then, you know, EC3 disappointing us all. But Braun Strowman had his moment, and he won Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And that looks like a heavy statue because Braun Strowman was having trouble lifting it. Minister, what did you think of the pre-show of WrestleMania as a whole?
Yeah, I caught the pre-show tonight. That first match, man, that was great, great stuff with Tony Nese and Buddy Murphy. Again, I had the volume down and was preparing dinner and shit while I was doing this. And I was watching the Astros, by the way. But yeah, man, what a great freaking match these guys. A badass freaking match. As Tony Nese delivered the goods. And Buddy Murphy, I mean, he's been carrying that championship for, shit, what seems like at least 6 months, maybe eight even. So that was a great match between these two, man. I look forward to, it's a shame they don't show these guys on Raw anymore. It would be, it would be cool, if they could come up with the writing part of it. That's why we never got into it, because they never had the writing on that. But that's another story for another day. And I saw Carmella, of course, winning the Battle Royal. It looked like Sarah Logan had it, but then, of course, Carmella came in and shocked everybody by winning that. And let's see, Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, how about that? Curt Hawkins wearing
that's
a Jets uniform.
That's really good. That was, I think that was the moment of the pre-show.
Yeah, Curt Hawkins wearing a Jets uniform, and you're right, the moment of the pre-show, winning after 200-plus losses. And,
269, 269.
There you go. Big ups also to, which one was it? Dash Wilder, who last night knocked the shit out of that guy who attacked Bret Hart. Did you see that sucker punch Dash Wilder threw at him on his way out? Great punch, man. So, yeah, shout out to them.
I didn't watch the Hall of Fame, actually. I missed it.
No, I didn't either, but I saw some clips on Twitter, and they were taking the guy out. They already had him out of the ring, and freaking Dash Wilder walks up to him, just all cool, nonchalant, and sucker punches him, and then walks off, dude. The guy falls down to the ground. They're walking him away. This guy walks up to him, sucker punches him, and walks off all cool and shit, like nothing happened.
All right. And so what did you think of Braun
Strowman?
And then
the Braun Strowman, I missed that one. I missed the Braun Strowman one.
Okay.
That match. I was busy.
But he won, so there you go. Christian, the pre-show, what did you think? We got Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins tag champions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I loved the Cruiserweight match. That was the best match out of the pre-show. Congratulations to Curt Hawkins winning a title after his whole year. But, Asuka got fucked over tonight. Not only did she got fucked over her title, but now they're saying she can't even be good enough to win a meaningless battle royal. Asuka got fucking screwed tonight. Asuka got fucking screwed.
Asuka got screwed. WrestleMania is in the books. Yes, it is. All right, so it started out. They trolled us, man. They started out with fucking the World Heavyweight Championship, Universal World Heavyweight Champ, Universal World, whatever. Universal World sounds like something when Disney buys Universal. Universal World! Part of Disney. Minister, what did you think of Seth Rollins' 3 curb stomps to Brock Lesnar, and he is your new Universal Champion?
Well, good stuff. I was glad to see, even though I did not get the pick on this one, but I was glad to see that that Seth Rollins is now champion. And, you know, I don't give a fuck, honestly, what happens to Brock Lesnar. It was a good match for what it was, you know, a title match to open up the show and stuff. Seth Rollins with all of his exciting moves, as usual. 3 curb stomps, no less. Yeah, that was good stuff. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing Brock Lesnar go down. All in all, I thought we're all, and then the you know, Paul Heyman coming out at the beginning, also announcing that, and that kind of gave it away right there, man. Paul Heyman comes out, and he says that if they're not going on last, they're going on first. Brock Lesnar probably showed up, and he said, "Are we really going on? Are we really not going on last?" And he said, "Well, you know what? Fuck it. We got to go on first, or I'm not going on at all, because I got to get the fuck out of here." I could see Brock Lesnar doing some shit like that. So anyway, whether it happened or not, maybe we could start the rumor that it did. Fuck it. But yeah, good stuff, man.
All right. Christian from Philadelphia. And Minister, please keep in mind, we want to keep this show short. So keep your thoughts to a minimum. Christian, the World Heavyweight Championship match.
Well, I'm happy that fucking Seth Rollins won, but fuck me, did his back look fucking red as a fucking apple. Did you saw how fast he fucking bruised on his fucking back? Holy fuck, man. What did fucking Lesnar do to him, dude? He looked like he fucking maimed him. Holy fuck. Hope his back is okay. But yeah, great that Seth Rollins won.
All right, so now the title comes back to Raw. We forgot to talk about Hulk Hogan. Totally overshadowing Alexa Bliss, but Hulk Hogan back in the WWE and on WrestleMania, brother. Minister, I believe I get a point for that. I had Hogan coming.
Yeah, you did. You did. You did have him. I did not have him coming, and I could give a fuck about Hogan still. But yeah, he was there.
And Christian, Hogan. Good use of
well,
Hogan.
I don't remember. No. It was just like Saudi Arabia. So I don't really give a fuck. I don't even know if I said he would show up, so I don't remember. But if I didn't, I didn't. But who gives a fuck, really? I don't give a fuck about Hogan.
What was the next match? Somebody help me until I pull
I don't
hold
remember.
On,
it was
I'm,
AJ
I'm,
Norton.
I'm pulling
AJ
it out.
AJ Norton,
one that was rumored to start. What a good match these two had. I'm very it was a good match, and I am so glad the winner actually won, because the winner was AJ Styles. I'm so glad the winner actually won. I was thinking Randy Orton, and you know, I thought but it's good AJ Styles gets a win. Minister of Sinister, what'd you think of this one?
That was one of the better matches, I thought. You know, I was shocked that Orton didn't win. I thought he probably could have used the win a little bit more than Styles, but yeah, it was good stuff, man. I mean, you know, I'm happy for AJ. I like AJ Styles. Good stuff. Good match.
Big win for AJ, Christian.
Yeah, but there's one thing I have to complain about this good match, and that's the fucking crowd. They fucking turned on this match. They kept chanting fucking NXT and fucking other shit. What the fuck is wrong with you people? This is fucking AJ Styles versus Randy Orton, and you're not hardly fucking paying attention to it? You don't know what a fucking good wrestling match is, you fucking bum.
I was driving during it, so I apologize. I wasn't able to devote my full attention. CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we had the only title that didn't change hands tonight was the Fatal 4-Way SmackDown Tag title, Rusev, Shinsuke, The Bar, Ricochet, Aleister Black versus the Usos, Minister of Sinister. What did you think of this? And the Usos are now still champions.
It's a rough landing on this one, man. you know, I thought it was an incredible performance, especially by Cesaro and Ricochet, who
that
did that
spin
spot.
Was fun. He's spin and chop, man. That was good. That was...
Oh, my God. Gosh, dude, that was incredible. And then Cesaro to have the whip for all or whatever the hell to follow through with moves after he did that long spin.
How? He spun him around so many times.
The only thing that
would have
made this match better is if it would have been longer, I think. It was a good match, I thought.
They could have took some out of some other places, but, you know, it is what it is. Christian, what'd you think of this one here?
I'm a little upset. Ricochet and Aleister Black lost three times in this whole weekend. They lost on Monday Night Raw for the Raw tag titles. They didn't win the tag title tournament in NXT, and now they didn't win the tag titles for SmackDown at WrestleMania. Dude, what the fuck, man? These two guys fucking shafted.
Aleister is going to turn on, what's his name tomorrow? On Ricochet.
Hopefully.
Aleister Black
Hopefully.
Is going to turn on Ricochet, and then they'll have their feud together. That's who they should have be feuding with anyway. They should be feuding with each other. It makes perfect sense.
Oh,
and that,
then the
at least they have
come.
History. They have some
the
history.
The shakeup
you know
will come, and they'll prolong it by sending one to SmackDown and keeping one on Raw.
Yeah, something like that. All right, Shane McMahon versus The Miz. This was a good fucking match. I'm sorry. The Miz impressed. And after his dad got beat the fuck, Miz was just, like, on fire. And it ended kind of shitty because Shane won. But, I mean, kudos for The Miz. Like, this was good. Minister, what'd you think?
Yeah, it ended kind of shitty. This was one of those that, you know, we had to, I guess, sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. You can't have, you know, the ones that you think were going to win everything. So this was one that they took from us, you know. I didn't care for that part, or, you know, the way that was handled or whatever. You know, I thought the Miz should have won.
But Miz looked strong. It was,
but yeah,
you know,
it was badass, though. It was still badass, and he did come out looking very, very strong. They started climbing up that thing. I knew they were going to go all the way to the top. However, I was thinking, shit, man, they're going to go from the top all the way down. It was good to see that they, you know, that there was a platform that they didn't go all the way down. And, you know, they, I guess that platform was 5 feet from the ground, or maybe 10 or whatever, and they crashed into something soft. Because, man, when they went up all the way to the top, I was like, holy shit, man, somebody's going to fucking die tonight. But, yeah, man, that was some great stuff. The Miz, he looked really good tonight. I'm excited to see where The Miz goes from here.
Christian, what'd you think of the ending of The Miz?
I fucking hated it. The fact that Shane got over The Miz is a fucking travesty. And now this feud is going to fucking continue to Money in the Bank. And I don't fucking know anymore. Like, it was a great match, don't get me wrong, but I fucking hated the ending, dude. He was nowhere near the pinning.
I was gonna say, I like the LED set. That big LED screen behind everybody and the reflective floor. I think that reflective floor was genius. Minister, did you like the reflective floor? I thought it was, like, really well done. And when they came down, there was that big graphic behind them.
What are we talking about?
The entrances, the Tron, the big fucking Tron with the mirror
ground. The big Tron looks wicked, man, when they do. I mean, it looks really good live when you go just to a Monday Night Raw, but this extended Tron that they had was, I thought it was fucking, on my TV, it came out badass. And that's one of the things about WrestleMania, man. You get all this other extra shit. It just makes everything look really good. It polishes it up real nice. Even when they give you a turd, you still have to be like, holy shit, it was a turd, but you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Christian, what'd you think of the mirrored floor? Good idea, right?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it. That was
looking
one of the only
now.
Good things on this. It was the only good things at WrestleMania this year, but the rest stunk.
Fatal 4-Way Women's Title: Nia Jax, Tamina, Beth Phoenix, Natalya, Iconics, Sasha Banks, and Bayley. The Iconics pull it out. Bing. I know that's another point. We're not counting points right now. We'll figure it out tomorrow. But I know that I got this one. So, Minister, the Icon, they looked good coming down to the ring. They finally had some kind of, you know, like, theme.
Man, they really did look good. Even the one that I think looks like Creepella, Billie Kay, even she looked good. I mean, I thought they looked good. I don't use the word deserve too often, but they really, I thought they deserved it. They deserved this win. It was a good win for them over all these other hefty teams, no pun intended, but, you know, yeah, You have Beth Phoenix in there. You have Natalya in there. Nia Jax and Tamina, the big ones. And then, of course, Bayley and Sasha. I mean, the iconic.
The Glamazons, they look good. They look
them.
Natty. They look like a tag team, Natty and What's Your Bucket.
They
look.
Oh, yeah. So I thought this was an all right match. You know, it went 10 minutes. But, yeah, the Iconics look good and very well-deserving of the title, I might say. Yeah, I'm glad for them. I'm very happy for the Iconics.
Christian, Iconic.
I'm glad the Iconics won. They deserved it, but this match was fucking terrible. It was so fucking boring. Like, none of them clicked right with each other. The only two good teams, the only team that was good was Beth Phoenix and Natalya, because these two tag teamed with each other for years. But other than that, this match was fucking terrible. I hated it. I was bored out of my mind.
Bored out of your mind. Well, you know, the best match of the night, match of the year so far, I would say, Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan. The story was told so well, and the fact that they pulled the trigger, like, it was such a great moment. And when his kids came in, it was like the WWE finally did something right. It should have closed Mania, but I'm not going to take anything away. The match was fucking awesome, and good on you, Kofi Kingston. This was a good match.
Man, it was a hell of a match, man. Kofi Kingston brought his A game. Daniel Bryan, too. I mean, he was really good out there, selling, doing everything that he could to make Kofi.
They brought the belt back. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes, the most important thing of all is they got rid of that ridiculous fucking belt made out of a burlap barrel sack. And brought the real title back. And, you know, I was teasing Christian that they were in the box, that it was either going to be a parting ways gift that they were going to give him for losing and they were going to beat him down, or that it was going to be a new title with pancakes on it. But no, they pulled through and they brought back the original. Well, not the original.
And not a blue
they
one. Not
back
with
the
blue
WWE title.
Not a blue strap. Wouldn't that have sucked?
Yeah.
And it had a blue strap on it.
Oh man, it would have with a fucking unicorn and shit on it. Oh my god. Or pancakes. I told them they're gonna bring back.
No,
the title
just I'm talking
it.
Just SmackDown blue, like the women's championship, the blue leather. You know, there was a rumor about
that.
Yeah,
That would have sucked too.
Christian, feel-good moment of WrestleMania. Should have ended right there.
Yes, it should have. It was fucking phenomenal. I loved it so much. But don't be surprised if this coming pay-per-view, Money in the Bank, Big E wins the Money in the Bank briefcase and cashes it in on Kofi and turns heel. Don't be surprised if that happens.
So they're just prolonging the heel turn. I like it. It's a good idea. Had by all. A match that nobody really cared about was Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe wins. Minister, did you catch this one? Minister, you're on mute, Minister.
Yes, I am on mute. And yes, I did catch this match. Totally unexpected. When they started with the card, the way it was flowing, I kind of realized, you know what, they're going to let Joe have this. The booking started flowing in a certain way where I was like, oh, they're giving everybody what they want. So that means that they're going to take some of these other matches, these kind of, I guess, filler matches, and they're going to flip the script on those. And sure enough, they flipped the script on this
You
one.
Can call
but
it what it
shit.
Is. It was a cool-down match. It was a cool-down
yes.
match.
And I was not expecting it to be a freaking squash. I mean, 1 minute is what it lasted. So I did not care for the 1 minute, but, you know, I guess they
had
to do what they
had
to do.
But it makes Joe look strong. It makes Joe look strong. And it features the United States Championship on TV, right?
Yes, and also, one more thing I'd like to say. I thought that tonight, even though they went, you know, it was an hour and a half longer, okay, I still thought that they did a good job as far as managing the time and the flow of the way the matches were going. Last year, I thought it was a little jumbled.
Pacing. You can have a long show, but if you pace it right, have the ups and downs,
yes.
you're good. Although, by the end, everybody was, they were done. Like, the crowd was done. The people were done. They were like, let's get
and
this shit over
why,
with.
That's why the Kofi Kingston match should have freaking headlined.
Christian.
What in the fuck happened in this match? First, this probably is the worst United States Championship match in history at this point. The whole story was that Rey Mysterio injured his ankle, and they didn't even sell that. And, yeah, disappointing, you know. I'm glad Joe kept the title, but it was still fucking disappointing.
All right, so we can move on with that then. And go to Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Now, I didn't get a chance to pay. I watched it, but I wasn't paying attention. But I know Roman Reigns won, and the crowd seemed to like it. Minister, did you pay attention to this match?
And pray tell, what were you doing that you were not paying attention to Roman Reigns? Come on now. Everybody.
He got the intro that he got. all the fireworks. In the way he got every firework they had, and they were like, fireworks?
And they still booed him. he's back to the boos. The boo birds were out. But yeah, man, you know, what can you say? It was at the end of the night, the match was for everybody, according to the announcers. It was for everybody who's ever had to face a trauma or a cancer, everybody who's fought leukemia, cancer, any type of trauma. It was for everybody, this match. So, you know, one of those manufactured feel-good moments that, you know, it really didn't feel anything special. At least I didn't think that.
It's why people pull Roman Reigns. Christian changed my mind.
Well, because he's the same fucking character before he left. Nothing's changed for this fucker. He's back to being booed. We're back to square one, dude. Not even, you know, what he had could even put him over now. This guy is never going to be put over. And this match was just a fucking Raw match that I could have seen on Monday Night Raw. This was nothing special. Fucking garbage.
Fucking garbage, but what about...
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life, this is basic thugonomics. Word life, I'm untouchable.
Thugonomics, Minister, and interrupting Elias, we get the Doctor of Thugonomics. And, you know, for a little bit, Elias was doing great. And then, you know, he got interrupted. And, like, I was not expecting this, but it was a pleasant surprise, Minister.
Well, I was expecting it. Believe it or not, I was expecting something. I thought he was either going to come out, because, you know, he plays piano, too, now, on some episode of Total Bellas or something like that. He has picked up the piano, and he's, you know, he's pretty good at it. And you know John Cena, man. He's good at everything he does. Motherfucker learned Chinese even. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Liberace on the piano by now. So I thought, hey, you know what? He's either going to have a freaking playoff, cutting heads type deal with Elias, where he's going to chop him down on the piano and while Elias plays guitar or whatever the hell, or he's going to do Doctor of Thugonomics. And I believe I mentioned Doctor of Thugonomics last week sometime that he would be making an appearance. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And you know what gave it away, though, was the freaking hair. Because when he was Doctor of Thugonomics, he had a little bit of hair. And now he's got that hair and he's got that hat. The hat hides the hair. It just worked out perfect. I actually liked it. Although, you know, it was good stuff, but it did seem like his delivery was a little bland. And so hopefully he continues this Doctor of Thugonomics, but he ups his game a little, and it's not as bland. Look, it's still kind of bland or vanilla, though. It was
Christian,
good stuff, but it still was a little too vanilla.
Christian, is it a heel turn?
No, it's just a once-in-a-lifetime
thing.
No,
man,
it's
he's going to be the Doctor of Thugonomics for a while, dude. I believe he is.
Well then,
he's not just gonna throw this shit away. He's gonna go back to Doctor of Thugonomics for a while.
Listen.
I thought that the motorcycle thing when I looked up was the Undertaker coming out. I thought it was the American Badass with skulls and shit. You know, I thought it was like that because I would have wanted to see that. I would have thought You know, imagine The Undertaker. You merge the American Badass gimmick, right? It was a big old fucking motorcycle, but it's really like, you know, the darkness. And he's just like this, whatever, coming on out doing. Instead, it was Triple H and Batista. And this is when this pay-per-view started to drag. For some reason, this match, like the end of it was fine, and it was okay, and Triple H won, and the night goes to the tables, because none of those tables wanted to break. None of the ones in the ring, none of the announcers' tables, none of those tables, no tables, no tables, minister, no tables.
Man, come on, you spring chickens. You guys, this is where it got good for me, man. Batista, Triple H coming out. Come on, man. How could you not like this? This is where it got good for me. I actually enjoyed the match, the brutality of it. Triple H's, you know, his fucked up mind, as they were stressing during the match, how fucked up he was in the mind, and this and that. I liked it, and, you know, he won. I thought the right person won. I thought it was a good match, good sauce.
Christian from Philadelphia. What did you think?
Well, I bet it was a decent match, too. But, you know, it was kind of slowed towards the end. Well, but at the end of the day, they did the spots that I called last night. They added a few new spots, but the majority of the spots they did in this match, I called it on Radio Renegades. So, you know what?
Well, you said that, I think you said that Ric Flair would be turning, but he didn't turn on anybody, and I kind of like that. I kind of like the end where Ric Flair was like, you know, he came out and he gave the sledgehammer to Triple H.
Oh, man, when Ric Flair came out, I thought it was going to go down just like Christian said. I was like, holy shit, he's going to – and then he gave the freaking – the sledgehammer to Batista. I was like, holy shit. And then they pulled the freaking swerve at the last minute. I did not like that. I would have liked it much better if it would have gone down just like Christian said. Not because I'm being biased or anything, just because of the fucked upness of it all. You know, it's diabolical, man. It's Ric Flair like shit. I would have liked it. I think they missed a good booking right there.
Yeah.
Christian missed good booking. Yes.
Yeah, it was a missed booking. I mean, Batista needed to win at least once. I mean, come on. He had this fucker show up in meaningless fucking promos, and then at the end of the day, he looks like the biggest bitch now. He's Triple H's bitch.
You know, and that would have been okay. That would have been cool, too. Batista wins. I told you guys last night. Batista wins this match, and then freaking they take it to the Saudi Arabia or whatever the hell, and that's where Triple H buries him finally. But I guess that's not going to happen like that. But I'll tell you what, though. That Batista trailer that they showed for that film, it looked kind of funny, man. I don't usually watch WWE films, but this one caught my interest, just the whole silliness of it all. It looked kind of funny.
Well, speaking of kind of funny, Baron Corbin beat the shit out of Kurt Angle, apparently, and Angle loses, and Baron Corbin walks out, and Angle does his ending thing where he thanks the crowd and whatnot. Minister, do you like the fact that they went through with this?
I do. I do. I've always been the type of guy, you know, you have to go on your way out. You got to put somebody over, man. I was upset when Trish Stratus won on her way out. I never did like that. It never settled good with me. I thought this was done perfect by Kurt Angle. I'm hoping that he saw something in Corbin and he chose Corbin. I'm hoping Angle chose Corbin to do this because Corbin impressed him somehow. And I'm also hoping, and I might even light a candle on this
singlet,
that Corbin does not let him down.
Corbin needs a Braun Strowman singlet. He needs something. He needs to lose the fucking waiter outfit. The vest doesn't work. Lose the outfit. You just lose it, man. I'm telling you, do something else. You don't like your stomach being seen. They have singlets that you can wear. You can wear your waiter pants with the singlet. Who gives a shit? But get rid of the vest. Christian from Philadelphia. So they gave
This was fucking awful. This was a horrible match. And I didn't like the fact that it was fucking Baron Corbin, that it was the last match of Kurt Angle. Out of anybody, you choose fucking Corbin. And this is the fucked up part. What is Corbin going to do afterwards now? Huh? How does this fucking help him? He's never going to be a world champion. Let's just be honest right now.
You don't
Corbin
know
is
that.
Not, but he's not, dude. He can't carry a world title.
Just last night you were giving him love. You were showing him love. You said you liked him last night.
I'm saying
you
the
said
character.
That, you said that, that he was a cool
listen,
guy.
Listen, boy, hey, listen, listen, look. I'm watching Randy Orton on the TV now. All right, now Baron Corbin is where Randy Orton was when Randy Orton was already winning titles. Now, do you see Baron Corbin at this point, when in his age in 10 years, come doing this with AJ Styles? Do you see Baron Corbin remaining relevant for all that time? Do you see Baron Corbin even remotely similar to Randy Orton?
Will
no.
You stop it?
Think about it. In 10 years, see where will he be? Where will he be?
Look. I'm not saying the person himself. I'm saying the character. I like the
person.
Here's
what I'm
saying.
Because we heard you say that, and that's okay. You're saying the character. We understand that. But, yeah, the thing about that is he might not be there in 10 years, T-Rock, but you know what? He's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately guy. And right now he's doing a lot for this company, man. Who else is stepping up? Who else is stepping up to carry main big segments on Raw and shit? Nobody else is doing it. Bobby Lashley, he gets TV time every fucking week. He's not at all entertaining. I'd rather see Baron Corbin than Bobby Lashley any day of the week, and twice on Sundays.
You heard it here first.
But yeah, I mean, who else is
speaking
doing
of,
it? Who else do they have?
Speaking of Bobby Lashley, the Demon King in makeup that I did not like at all, with his tongue out, came out, and he was great. The lights in the show was great, but then when he got in the ring, it just looked like I didn't like that makeup. It wasn't the demon that I was looking for. And you know, even though he did win, and then there you go, it wasn't what I was expecting. Minister of Sin. What did you think? Intercontinental title match between Demon King and Bobby Lashley.
Well, he looked, you know, it was one of those deals, man, where, yeah, you did not like it. I did not like it either. He looked like a metrosexual Finn Balor more than anything else. All the shit around his back, it didn't do anything for me, man. And Bobby Lashley with the freaking eyes. The whole thing. The standout in this match was Leo Rush, believe it or not. His antics, they always crack me up. But yeah, man, Finn Balor winning the title, it's still meaningless, man, and they better stop this shit. I hope they don't show up with some shit tomorrow where Finn Balor loses the title again to Bobby Lashley. That would
is tomorrow, Minister, is tomorrow, will we decide tomorrow if we want to keep going? It could possibly be our last Monday night. Will tomorrow decide? I don't know if this WrestleMania has given me enough of a reason to want to stay. There's things in good directions, but I'm. What do you think? We decide tomorrow? I mean,
yeah, we decide tomorrow. We decide tomorrow, and we'll see what Raw gives us tomorrow night. And we'll take it from there.
I think so. Christian, what did you think of the demon, Finn Balor?
Oh, it was.
So does that mean the demon
baller.
Is only? Well, hold on. Does that mean the demon is only the champion, and Finn Balor the man isn't?
I don't fucking know anymore. But you know what is confirmed? Finn Balor just proved Sam Roberts right. 2 months ago, Sam Roberts said Finn Balor can't win the big one without the demon. And look what happened. He just won the big one with a fucking demon. Guess what's going to happen tomorrow? Guess what? Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley are going to come out saying, Ben, Finn, you didn't beat Bobby Lashley. The demon beat Bobby Lashley. So that means you have
but
to
let me
fucking
tell you, though,
himself.
Roberts is a freaking puppet delivering a script. He's reading a freaking script. So he's not saying that. Because he's saying that. He's saying that because it's scripted and that's what they want you to feel. They're hitting you in the feels with that shit, man.
Yeah. But it's true, though. I mean, Finn Balor can't fucking win on his own, and he has to rely on a stupid fucking performer.
I think that's part of a storyline, and it's going to be revealed. I think they're going to go with something on that. You know, maybe he'll come out of the shadows or something, and something's going to happen. Something, you know, who the fuck knows, man? He's going to turn into I'll just stop right there.
Look, let's just all agree that Finn's career is fucking dead, all right? It's fucking dead. This guy
As
will
he is
never
holding
won-
the Intercontinental Championship, Christian is saying his career is dead. Yes, the Intercontinental
Championship. It is dead.
Winner take all. Winner take all. Michael Cole cannot speak. Winner take all. Ruined the match. Nobody in the crowd cared. And Michael Cole, he couldn't speak, so there was no play-by-play. And nobody else stepped up for him. I mean, Corey Graves tried, but, you know, Cole did not either step aside or let Corey Graves could have called play-by-play. Why couldn't Renee? That was her perfect chance to step up and call play-by-play while Michael Cole, and she wasn't even there. But Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey, we get a long-ass helicopter shot, which was way too long. And then we get the microphone botch, and then we get don't give a damn. And out comes Ronda Rousey to the ring in her normal attire. And then we get Charlotte coming from a helicopter and Becky Lynch coming in. Minister of Sinister, Becky Lynch, your new champion. Wear her shoulders down.
Oh, man. I'm going to say they were not down. I have not looked at it under the microscope yet. But I'm going to say
shit.
They were
are
not
we gonna
down.
Get, are we going to get Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch on Monday Night Raw for the titles? Because that's the match we wanted at WrestleMania, right? Why wouldn't you just do that? Because you don't need Charlotte there, but why wouldn't you just do that? That's a great Monday Night Raw main event. Right? For the title.
I would hope so. I would hope that we get that, and I would hope that if Ronda Rousey is indeed out, or you know what? Fuck it. Even if she is not out, on her way out to go have children or whatever the fuck, even if she's going to stick around for 6 months, 8 months, 2 years, whatever, I would still hope that she loses. I don't want to see Becky, even though I didn't want her to win this match. And even though
I think they're going to give us
that,
I think they're
going to
give us the match because that's the match everybody wanted and we never got, right? WWE
yeah,
is good
at
appeasing
that match tomorrow night. I would love to see,
that match
tomorrow night, booked at like about 9:15 Central Time, and to go all the way, just the last woman standing, some type of shit, man, and where Becky Lynch solidifies her championship reign right there at that moment, and I'd like to see her champion until at least SummerSlam, at least.
Christian, are we getting Rousey versus Becky tomorrow on the Raw after WrestleMania?
If we get that, then Becky's going to be transitional champion because there's no way fucking Ronda's going to lose on Monday Night Raw if that fucking happens. That means, if I say it right, Ronda's going to fucking win back the Raw Women's Champion and fucking Becky Lynch is going to go back to SmackDown as SmackDown champion. And all of this was fucking pointless. That's how WWE works, and by God, that's what they're going to fucking do tomorrow. You wait and see. Making this all pointless.
All right. So let's get our quick recap, give our point system, and then we'll get the fuck out of here because it's been a long day of wrestling. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of the show tonight? Minister, you're on mute again.
Yeah, the problem is when I'm on mute and I can't reach the phone. But yeah, I thought it was all right. I mean, you know, it could have been worse. It was better than what I thought it would be. I'll say that. But I can't just give you a rundown right now. It's a little too fast. I haven't really taken it all in. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I thought it was all right, and it could have been worse, and it was better than what I thought it was. It would have been. So yeah, I'm happy with it. And also, I will say that the buildup was shit, though. The buildup was fucking shit.
But some good moments, some memorable moments.
Yeah, some very memorable moments. And, yeah, overall, it was a good show. Oh, are we supposed to rate it? Were we doing ratings right now?
Yes.
Ratings?
Yes.
Yeah, ratings.
Talk about the Hall of Fame of DX, and we didn't talk about John Waltman. missing his cue, but that's okay. He was excited. So anyway,
yeah, he
yes,
he pissed himself. He pissed himself and all over the porch and shit because he's a small pup. But yeah, the ratings. I'm gonna give this a shit, man. I would be a hypocrite if I did not give it higher. You know what? Just straight up 6.5 out of 10.
6.5 out of 10. That's not awful. I mean, that's not great. It's a D. But, you know, it's not awful. Christian, what are your
thoughts? I wouldn't have been entirely pissed off if I would have gone to this show.
Christian, what are your thoughts on WrestleMania and what rating do you give it?
All in all, this WrestleMania was a big disappointment. Other than a few good matches and a few good moments, this WrestleMania sucked. So because of that, I'm going to give it 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10? I don't think it was that bad. I'm going to... I thought it was an interesting WrestleMania. I missed a few things, but everybody was happy with outcomes, and I think the Kofi thing was great, and... So I'm gonna go above and beyond to average Christian's shitty score. I would say it's a solid 7.92, not quite an 8, but right there. So, you know,
wow.
C plus,
that's
B
good
minus,
rating. Good rating.
Yeah,
I respect that rating too.
All right, so that's that. Tomorrow night we'll have our predictions results, and it might be the last night of Monday Night Fallout ever. We'll know by Raw. Raw will tell us. Raw, WWE, and Vince McMahon, you have the future of Monday Night Fallout in your hands. Please use the power wisely. With great power comes great responsibility. All right, so let's close ourselves out. Christian from Philadelphia, why don't you close yourself out right now?
All right, all I have to say is, this is not me sounding chauvinistic, but I hated the fucking main event. The build-up was shit. And the match was even terrible. Hopefully this is the last time women main evented fucking WrestleMania. No offense, but this was fucking awful. See you all tomorrow at the Raw after Mania, because usually those are always good shows. But until then, see you all tomorrow, Monday Night Fallout. Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christian. Minister, at the end of the night, man, the crowd was not into that main event at all.
Oh, man. Again, that's why they should have closed out with that with the freaking Kofi, man. I mean, I thought they missed a big moment right there. It would have been much better. No disrespect to the women, okay? But as Christian said, it was poorly booked. I did like the helicopter spot, though. I enjoyed
they
that a lot.
Minister, they should have switched spots. The two matches should have switched spots. It would have been fine.
Yes.
Would have been
exactly. That would have been the greatest thing. That would have made that, I'm telling you what, dude. T-Rock, if they would have done that, because you are the booker genius that you are, if they would have done that, switch spots, that would have changed my rating to at least an 8.5. How could I not give it an 8.5? If they would have switched spots just on that booking alone. Come on.
Yeah, with the shoddy finish and, you know, like the Becky movement was already starting to cool down. The Kofi movement was, you know, if they didn't announce it as the main event of WrestleMania, you know, and they, you know, and they just put it there. I'm telling you, because the Kofi thing was amazing. And could you imagine it going off the air with the balloons and the fucking... You know, confetti and fucking fireworks blaring.
The pink and light blue confetti and purple confetti and shit. It would have been a beautiful moment at MetLife Stadium.
But women's revolution prevails. All right, Minister, close yourself out.
You're the pussy. Yeah, listen to us tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, what could be our final show. Monday Night Fallout. Yeah, listen to us tomorrow night. We'll see what goes down on Raw. But, yeah, definitely tune in tomorrow night. It's been great. Good night, everybody. Keep it real. Keep it heel. And, as always, keep it sexy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister. And if Fallout does end, I can tell you that the IWC won't. There's a pay-per-view coming, and it's going to be gravy. There's a suitcase match in it, and whoever picks up the suitcase will actually have a contract at a title shot. Any title. Okay, so tomorrow night we'll be here at Monday Night Fallout. We'll have the results of the prediction game, and we will be able to tell who won, who lost, and it'll be the last, maybe, prediction game we will see tomorrow on Raw if WWE does us good or does us dirty. Consensus from everybody except Christian, so that's, you know, like 60%, so that's fine, 63, 62. That's fine. 62% of us think it was an okay show. So there you go. The average rating is 6.5. So thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see you guys next time. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? This is what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
5 is alive.